There's concern about corruption here, though. Will there be Americans installed on these boards? And how do you respond to these allegations that some Trump donors are going to get preferential treatment?
I can assure you that is absolutely not the case. Absolutely not the case. Think of what President Trump has done for the American oil and gas industry. He's driven down the price of oil. He's dramatically reduced the
profit. There's an oversupply of oil. And right. Now you're going to put more on the market.
Exactly. That's not good for American oil and gas companies.
Because it makes it less profitable for them to actually go and invest in drill, baby, drill.
Exactly. Democrats and President Biden are fantastic for American oil and gas companies because they try to restrict the supply to something that's essential to life, which only has one possible impact, which is to drive up prices and grow profitability. So President Trump is no helper to the oil and gas industry. And certainly there's no corruption, preferential placement of people. There's none of that. I can assure you of that. I'm in the center of this.
How are you going to decide the contracts? Is the Treasury going to approve the Citgo dominance there in that?
That went through a large auction.
Are you going to
brief
to Congress the decisions you're making about which firms get access?
Absolutely. That was an auction open to all American firms. There were many bidders, including the coalition of bidders you mentioned. We want those assets to get as much money as possible to go back to the creditors of the Venezuelan government. And we want American refinery assets owned by Americans that are going to increase the throughput, drive down the price of gasoline in America.